Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 30th of April of the year 2020 and the 121st episode of this podcast for the year. Happy birthday today to both Johnny Galecki, who plays Leonard in The Big Bang Theory, and Kunal Nayar, who plays Raj in The Big Bang Theory, the dumb show about clever people that makes dumb people feel cleverer than clever people. I've never seen it, but I take all my uninformed opinions from the uninformed opinions of other people who I think are like me, and they seem to think it's awful. Happy deathiversary today to Adolf Hitler and Eva Braun.
Yay.
You know, yay! They famously say that Hitler loved his dog, which confused my moral radar for a while because you don't want to think of bad people doing nice things. But then I found out that at the end, Hitler poisoned his dog with cyanide and had her puppies shot. Whew, what a relief. And in history today, in 1989, the World Wide Web was first launched into the public domain by Tim Berners-Lee, who dreamed of a networked world. He dreamed of a networked world where a South Korean teenager can tell a Ukrainian metal worker they're a c*** while they both pretend to shoot pretend zombies. Celebrations today include National Bubble Tea Day, the delicious treat slash snack, the lack of which has, for me personally, really made this isolation period both slimming and full of gelatinous despair. Gong Cha's green tea, no milk, no sugar, white pearls and lychee jelly or chia seeds, if you're wondering about my order, which I know you were. Also, National Bugs Bunny Day today, so eat a carrot, attribute a PhD to a stranger, and commit a level of violence that would be unacceptable in three dimensions to celebrate that. Your guest today is celebrity, Mr. Andrew Zaltzman. Welcome back to the show.
Hello, Alice. It's not nice to hear your voice again.
Thank you. It's nice to hear your voice as well, too.
Right. Yeah, because the only voice, I say that because basically the only voice I've been hearing since I was last on the show is my own voice echoing in an empty chamber.
I mean, that sounds like some people's idea of heaven and some people's idea of hell, Andy.
Right. Well, I don't know who's in the former category.
Well, surely you know, didn't you start that cult for a reality television show at one point?
Oh, yeah, but I mean, that was TV, wasn't it? I mean, I didn't expect it to go, to end quite the way that it did, but I guess cults are, I'll always live with to an extent, although it wasn't directly my fault, it was really the directors and producers of the show pushing it in that direction for the sake of ratings. But I will one day write a book about it, but it's not something that I like to really think about too much on a daily basis because it's deeply harrowing, obviously, deeply.
Deeply harrowing. Well, later today, you'll be telling us all the latest news in elections. But first, some headlines of some stories we won't have time for. In the news today, Boris Johnson has returned to work after his period of quarantine, having suffered from what is publicly announced to have been a bout of COVID-19, but which some sources close to the stricken Prime Minister have declared to have been a period of turning into a werewolf or other were-animal. We'll have to wait till the next full moon to find out for sure.
To be honest, Alice, most people in this country didn't buy the COVID story. And, you know, Johnson's werewolfian tendencies have been well known, really, since, I mean, certainly during his time as mayor of London, there were incidents that were suppressed by the media.
Nobody with a stylist should be that dishevelled unless something else is going on.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. I mean, the evidence is irrefutable, unless you wish to refute it.
And millions of Spanish children are roaming the streets once more after 6 weeks of quarantine. The Fagans Union of Child Gangs has made a statement of a street amnesty that will last at least 4 days before the kids take up arms and continue their endless war against parents, authority and each other. Spain will use that time to build waist-high fortifications to keep the deadly children from overrunning major landmarks and government buildings. And New Zealand claims it has all but eliminated the novel coronavirus with assistance from the mysterious Federated Octopus Tribes of New Zealand. Prime Minister of New Zealand Jacinda Ardern has claimed the octopus tribes did not provide a cure or vaccine for the virus, but merely patrolled the streets so terrifyingly that nobody dared to break their home isolation. The Federated Octopus Tribes cannot be reached for comment, though it's feared they may demand a price for their assistance that can only be paid in blood. That's all the time we have for our headlines, because now it's time for your ads. And your ad section now, because in these troubled times, it's your patriotic duty to keep the economy spinning. And the only way to do that is to invest in online courses you won't complete, delivery of goods you neither need nor want, and any one or more of the following products. Deep beneath the ocean, King Triton rules. His court flutters around him in the smooth currents of the ocean floor. Sometimes his chancellor, a fish, must give a speech to the assembled masses. If you're a sentient aquatic fish-orator and you're suffering from stage fright, Pisco the Fish Chancellor recommends taking a deep breath of up to half a glass of water to flush out the gills just before your performance. Half a glass of refreshing oxygenated water is just the lungful your little fishy system needs to operate at peak capacity. Keep your cold-blooded cool and breathe deeply. Half a glass of water, spoken by Alice Fraser and brought to you by the Wetworks Fish Council of the Atlantic. Half a glass of water will not improve your speaking gills or replace preparation in pursuit of your political ends. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Steampunk Steve's cosplay accessories and hats, the aesthetically pleasing outfits that say, "I operate mostly in a world of my own imagination." Some things just don't look that good in real life, but if you'd rather live in the world where they do, head to Steampunk Steve's cosplay accessories and hats for cogs that connect to other cogs for no reason, waistcoats that make you look like you're in an adult choir, and hats that nobody wears anymore, but you can. The first 50 customers will get a 50% off special on both aviator eye goggles and aviator eye goggles for your hat. Steampunk Steve's cosplay accessories and hats. The only limit to your imagination is your mum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
And that's all we have time for your ad section, because now it's time for your top story.
The Last Post.
Your top story brought to you by Andy Zaltzman. Election news. What's going on, Mr. Zaltzman?
Well, quite an interesting time, Alice. It's just been announced by the government here in Britain that Britain is going to be holding a symbolic virtual election to vote out the virus. Now, clearly, the virus just. Virus is not always respecters of democracies. We've seen during this crisis, democratic nations have been really struggling, really from their failure to vote in either a strongly anti-virus government or governments that are competent enough to really stamp down on the virus early on. But the point is, democracy, like so many things, it's largely symbolic. And by voting out the virus, even if the virus does not acknowledge the result, it does offer a message of hope that at least symbolically democracy will triumph over evil. And this is a strategy that's worked with religion throughout its history. You know, you've got to provide these symbolic moments that enable you to ignore the brutal realities of reality. So what's going to happen is celebrities are going to film themselves voting against the virus on special ballot papers and popping those ballot papers into pop-up ballot boxes. Now, the government is actually going to send a pop-up ballot box to every eligible home in the United Kingdom. Obviously, that excludes all the usual people who are unable to vote, including the excessively foreign, the naively young, and the not registered for various reasons. So it'll be like a real election and something to really bring this nation together. And you'd hope much more than our normal elections, which are just tools for divisiveness that end up with a government with minority support. Here you'd expect the vast majority of British people to be strongly opposed to the virus unless they own particularly large and successful delivery firms. The question does arise, how has the government managed to manufacture tens of millions of pop-up domestic ballot boxes, but not tens of millions of medical masks and gowns? I mean, that is a
fair
question.
Yeah, that did come to me as a question.
Well, yeah, but that's not a question for now, Alice, when we have to be coming together, not asking difficult questions. Now is the time for fighting the virus, not recriminations about things that should obviously have happened but did not happen, because we're all in this together. Investigations can wait until a more appropriate time. Now is not the time. Now is definitely not the time, really. It's time to stay home, shut up, protect the government, etc., etc. Just reading that leaflet that also came through from the government this morning. Around the democratic world, some interesting developments with regard to various elections that are coming up. We're seeing parties pledging to cut the education budget to zero after it has turned out that you can actually educate children at home and schools are essentially a modern affectation. So instead they're going to plough the funds from the education budget into massive weekly public displays, fireworks, aerobatic shows, socially distant parades, celebrity online squawk-alongs, honouring health and care workers. Now, this is also partly funded by cutting the health and care workers' salaries because, of course, their rewards are spiritual, not financial. Looking further ahead, Alice, obviously the US election in November, opposition to Donald Trump is coalescing now into a single option. Joe Biden still not universally popular, and of course there's an increased awareness of the absolutely ragingly obvious necessity not to split the anti-Trump vote based on, for example, basic mathematics and numerous historical precedences, including one from 2016. So to attract Republican voters who are at least slightly concerned that their party and indeed nation have been hijacked by a deranged psychotic egomaniac, it does look now likely that Biden is going to withdraw and the only candidate against Trump will be a void, just a void will be on the ballot paper. Now, the void could be, if it wins the election...
Well, one moment. Sorry, are you talking about the void that is Bob the Sentient Trash Island, who I understand is still in the running in the US?
No, this is just a void. No, a trash island is, you know, is a trash island. This is just an empty void. Whether void and the island splits the non-human vote, I don't know. But the great thing with a void as a candidate, who could actually be the first empty space to be US president since Gerald Ford in the 1970s, it really viewed increasingly by experts as the ideal candidate to begin America's long road back to global respectability. And there's a very strong ballot paper message here that if you have a void on the ballot paper followed by Donald Trump, that... A void Donald, that's a very, very potent political message. So
that was such a long walk.
It does look like Biden is going to do the decent thing for America as a whole. You're not allowed long walks in this day and age, 1 hour max.
I can see that you're getting all your exercise in the journeys towards your puns.
Absolutely.
That's all we have time for the top story right now, because, of course, it's time for your letters to the editor. And your letters to the editor now. Dear Alice et al. That's you today, Andy.
Andy.
You're
Al
today.
It's not Al. It's Andy.
My neighbour is currently cutting his grass for the third time today. I think that is the seventh time this week. I suspect this reflects the state of his head rather than the state of his lawn. Tomorrow morning at 2:30 a.m. during my daily allowed exercise spree through my neighbourhood's gardens, I plan to do something to the lawnmower to stop the annoyance he is causing me. Your guest today is no doubt an expert in sabotage, so between you, could you please suggest a suitable liquid and a quantity thereof that can easily be carried over a garden wall that I can pour into the petrol tank of said lawnmower to restore tranquility to the neighbourhood? Thank you for your wise wisdom, Feldspar Sapwood Esquire. Andrew, have you got any suggestions?
In terms of sabotaging lawnmowers, you could go with, you know, the classic leftover Christmas cake. Just you know, just if you just put that in a lawnmower, often the lawnmower ceases to function. Or aquarium water, particularly if you have quite large bony fish, the bones from the fish can actually clog up a lawnmower. Or easier than that actually is if you just overnight in your 2:30 a.m. Legally allowable exercise, get a large piece of astroturf and just astroturf over all the gardens in your neighbourhood. There will be no lawn mowing ever again.
I mean, that is foresight indeed. That's all the time we have for your letters to the editor right now. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Your guest today was Mr. Andrew Zaltzman. Andy, have you got anything to plug?
Yeah, well, I'm part of the new celebrity meditation scheme, celebrity meditation, which the government has co-opted celebrities of Britain to help people, you know, enjoy a little bit of clear mental space during the lockdown. So it's running every Monday. So if you log on to my video stream, or indeed the video stream of any other officially licensed British celebrity, you'll just get a blank grey screen that you can stare at whilst pondering the essential emptiness of life. So do join in. All proceeds are going to the celebrity community.
And my special Savage is available now on Amazon Prime. The Last Post.
That sounded very... Your special Savage is available on Amazon Prime.
My special, colon, I guess, Savage is available now on Amazon Prime. The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. The sub-executive producer is Harriet Wells. And as we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor Jan Corbat was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Corbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too.
Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.